Hare Krishna. Does everyone have a mystical, magical envelope and a pen? Now, what we would like you to do with these is, first of all, think for a moment. Think about who Krishna is, who Gopinath is, Gopal, Gopinath, and think about your relationship with him. Just for a moment. And think what that relationship is at this point in your life. Your relationship with Krishna, your relationship with Gopal. What it is actually speaking at this point in your life. Do you feel close? Do you feel far? Do you feel like he's 2% of your life? Is he in the center of your life? Just think for a moment about you and your relationship with the Supreme Lord. And then think about what you would like that relationship to be. Now, maybe we all can't be Madhavendra Puri, who had such an intimate and trusting relationship with Krishna that he never even asked anyone for food. He wouldn't cook for himself. He didn't buy anything. He didn't carry money with him. He just thought, he trusted Krishna so much that he thought that if Krishna wants to feed me, he'll certainly feed me. And if he doesn't, okay. It's up to him. He placed himself completely in Krishna's hands. So maybe some of us may not be on that level of complete dependence on Krishna. But considering the ecstasy, if you remember Prahlad Maharaj, considering the ecstasy that comes from a full relationship with Krishna. Because when we don't trust Krishna, it's not that we trust, if we don't trust Krishna, it's not that we trust our own plans. If we don't trust Krishna, it's not that we trust our own plans. And no matter how many plans we have and arrangements we make, it never quite works out the way that we hoped and planned. So think about Madhavendra Puri. Think about how Prabhupada, at the age of 70, having practically speaking no backing and no finances, how he got on a boat and practically speaking knowing no one in the United States, just went and as Sasrupa Raj explains in Prabhupada Lilamrita, that when he got off the boat in Boston, he did not know whether to turn left or right. He was alone, he didn't know anyone in a foreign culture, in a foreign country. But yet he had unflinching faith in Krishna. And that way, he always felt safe and he never felt alone. So there are these great souls who are maybe so high, and then here I am, just little, like a little seed that maybe is starting to sprout. And the great souls are great, they're great fragrant blossoms that spread their fragrance to everyone that they meet in all over the world. But yet, we want to go forward in our relationship with Krishna, we hope. So, on this paper, with the pen that you have, please take a few minutes and write down, think a while, on the perhaps the deepest part of you, the most sincere part of you. Write down your intention, your desire to move closer to Gopinath, to place Gopinath in the center, to move closer to that. Write down your intention and some ideas that you can do this year and fulfill this year. And write down on the envelope your name and the date. And what date is it?
16th.
Of what month?
January.
What year?
2022.
What day of the week?
Sunday.
Wow. Everyone knows it's Sunday because everyone knows what happens on Monday. Okay, so write down what you would like, your intention, your desire that you could do to put Gopinath in the center of your life. Be practical, but think big too. But be practical, but think big too. What do you think about this plan, Madhurya Leela? Okay, and you have your, so you're thinking right now, yes? Okay, you think. Some people write and then think after, but that's also okay. I'm going to do this too. And it's private. No one's going to look at it but you. Think about how you'd like to put Gopinath in the center. What would you like to do? And moving closer to him is also putting him in the center. Finished. You can put it in the envelope that has your name and the date. And if you want, you could put the time as well. And make sure you have your name. But don't seal it yet. Thank you. when you're finished, just look at me so I know when you're finished. But don't seal it yet. And when everyone is finished, I'm going to tell you yet another story. Okay, so Gopal, have you finished writing it? Okay. So happy to see you. Welcome. Govinda Swarup, will you finish? Finish? Cindy, you finish? Premananda, will you finish? Madhurya Lili, finish? Yes. How many of you that finished were surprised at what you wrote? What came out? Yes? Were you surprised? Raise your hand if you were surprised. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you what it was. You were surprised? Yeah. Sorry. Raise your hand if you need a little more time. Okay. Just another minute. I want to tell you a story, and those who have not yet finished can continue writing. And this story is a true story. Many years ago, long, long ago, I don't know the exact year this took place, but perhaps in 1985 or so. So that's quite a few years ago. Raise your hand if you were already born in the same body you're in now. Raise your hand if you were in a different body at that time. Raise your hand if you were an old sadhu in the Himalayan mountains with a big beard. Then maybe you were. Yeah. Oh, we all know that Sona was, but we didn't know you were. But anyway, in 1985, where were you in 1985? What kind of body were you in? Do you remember? No. But it's so amazing when we think of it in that way. But in any case, in 1985, I don't know the exact time, but say 1985, it was around that time, I was in Vrindavan. And one day I was sitting in my room in Vrindavan, and there was a knock on the door. And I went to the door, pulled the latch and opened it up, and there were some devotees who had come from Iran. This was the first time devotees from Iran had come to Vrindavan. And they came in, And the devotee who was had preached to all these, maybe 10 or 15 other young devotees, who were, they were not young, they were all established people. They all came into my room, and that devotee's name was Mahaprabhu. And he asked me if I could speak to them about Krishna, because they had just come from Iran, which is an Islamic country, even then, and he wanted me to speak about Krishna. So I spoke about Krishna, and I said this, and I said that, and how wonderful Vrindavan is, and I said this and that, and this and that for 10, 15 minutes. And then it was time for them to go. And then one elderly Mataji stayed back with a translator. She couldn't speak any English at all. It's a true story. And she said, I have a problem, in Farsi language. My problem is I was brought up in an Islamic culture as a Muslim, and when I go into the temple room and I see Gaurnatai and Krishna Balaram and Radhasyama Sunda, I can't relate to this, because we are taught in the religion of my birth that there was no form. So when I see the deities, it's just, I can't understand anything. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I thought, oh, this is very difficult. But anyway, I started explaining. I explained philosophy, that Krishna is, he's the supreme, and that everything is his energy, and for him to turn, to act through a statue of Krishna himself, he can completely manifest himself through that form, even though it's made out of stone. And I said this, he can do anything, and this and that and this. I said so many things. For about 10 minutes, I spoke philosophy, and it didn't touch her at all. So I then remembered something that we had heard that Prabhupada had said many years before. He said that when you're in Krishna Balaram Mandir or anywhere practically, and if you have a problem that you can't solve, you should take it to Balaram. If you have a problem that you can't solve, you should take it to Balaram. So I remembered this, and I told this elderly Mataji through the translator that why don't you go tell Balaram your problem? Because Prabhupada said if you have a problem you can't solve, you should take it to Balaram. You should stand in front of the altar. And I told her, because if you've ever been to Krishna Balaram Mandir, it's not so easy to get in front of the altar. Sometimes you have to use your elbows a little bit and push a little bit, and you have to know the system. And then when you get in front of the deities, you have to put your elbows up on the, like this, and protect your area very carefully. So I explained to her the science of getting there, and then I told her what to do. I said, when you get in front of Krishna and Balaram, you should tell Balaram your problem. And you should be completely honest. And you can speak in any language you want. You speak in Farsi language. But you tell him and tell him everything. Tell him that you were born in a Muslim family, and that you're taught that that it's improper to worship a form. And you tell him, therefore, I can't really believe you're really real. You tell him everything completely honestly, and talk as long as you want, but make sure you tell him everything. You talk until you have no more to say. And then, what do? Just wait. Pray, and just see if Lord Balaram solves your problem. So, the people from Iran, now I know quite a few of them, they're very, very religious actually, very soft-hearted and religious. So, she and her friend left, and they went to the temple room. 10 minutes passed, 20 minutes passed, and then I started doing something else. Half hour passed. Then after 45 minutes, opened the door. The two of them were there. And the lady said, "Now I believe. I have no idea what happened. I have no idea what the exchange was between him, her, and Balaram. But he convinced her." So the reason I'm telling you this true story is that you understand as Madhavendra Puri, that story, pastime, is that Krishna and the deity are the same. That we can approach the deity. In fact, the deity is Krishna's special mercy, because here we with material consciousness cannot see him so easily. One has to be very, very, very pure-hearted and have a pure consciousness before one can see Krishna. But he so kindly comes in the deity form. This is spiritual technology. He comes in the deity form to allow we who are have material consciousness to approach him and make offerings to him. And those offerings should be done with sincerity and devotion and honesty, which will usually end up being humility. So with this spiritual technology, Krishna offers us a way to turn to him. In the Svetasvatara Upanishad, there is one verse that I don't know the Sanskrit, but it explains that there are two birds in one tree. And one bird is trying to eat the fruit of the tree. And the other bird is just witnessing. And that witnessing bird is Krishna. And the bird who is trying to enjoy the fruits of the tree of his life is like us. So the verse in the Svetasvatara Upanishad explains that the witnessing bird, who is Krishna, who is in everyone's heart, the tree is our material body in this example, and the soul is trying to enjoy the fruit of whatever enjoyment he can get out of the material body, but is frustrated. And the witnessing bird, the Krishna bird, is waiting. He's waiting for us to turn to him. So our Gopinath festival is meant to help us turn to Krishna and to take a step to Krishna, which means take a step in devotion, in love, in service, and a step towards what? A step towards Krishna fully occupying our consciousness and we becoming transcendental. Fully occupying our consciousness means it's completely natural because it's done with bhakti, with love. We want to develop our relationship with Krishna. We want to fall in love with Krishna and serve him. So to take a step in that direction is also placing Krishna in the center, also placing Gopinath in the center. So we've all written down our idea to how, in this next year that's coming up, to move towards Krishna in service, in devotional service, in love, in bhakti. So now what I would like you to do is, open up your envelope again and read again what you wrote. And see and note that if you take a step towards Krishna, he will take so many steps to you. Sometimes I've heard 10, sometimes I've heard 100, sometimes I've heard 1,000. But if you take a step to him, even if it seems to be a baby step, he'll step towards you. And would you like that to happen, to be closer to Krishna? So read what you wrote and see if you want to add anything, subtract anything. Take a few minutes to just check what you wrote and see if it's what you really want to say. And when you're finished, you can put it back in the envelope, and this time you can seal it. Now, how to seal it? Because devotees don't lick their envelopes. That's not considered a very appropriate thing to do. So is there some system for this? Water, yes. Water, okay. But, huh? Okay, so what? So let me, I just have to, excuse me, I have to just finish what I wanted to write. And then we'll go on. Everyone have their unsealed envelopes with their names and dates. The next thing we're going to do is, how many Gopinaths are here? Six. So, okay, we're going to go around the room. This is a somewhat an arbitrary way of doing this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Remember your number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2. Did I miss you? I already forgot everything.
Get everyone to count.
Okay, you lead this one, Radha Raman.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
This is like herding cats, as they say. Okay, after, we'll forget this. Everyone on this side is number one. Go this way. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number six. But don't go yet. Don't go yet. I just want to tell you, suggest what you should do. Then take your envelope that's sealed, and if it's not sealed, there's a little water up there, you can do that. And place it between your hands and stand in front of Gopinath and make a prayer. And stay there as long as you like. And you can say some of the things in your written envelope. May he give you the strength, whatever you like. And then when you're finished, just offer your obeisances in our coconut festival. We'll then move towards taking prasadam. Does anyone have any questions? Yes?
Which coconut is number one?
Yeah.
Oh. All gopinaths are one. But they're also different. So which one is one?
Which side is one?
This side is one, two, three, four. We've lost two gopinaths. Okay. But without any more talking, but just see, be internally deep and go to your gopinath.
Can I go for a mountain to see?
Of course.
Do we go to any altar?
Yeah. You should stay together. Take care of each other. You come over here. You want it.